I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Right, the breakfast shows are underway in the United States. It's 12:45 in the UK. That means it's, 7:45 East Coast. Let's call in Simon Mark, shall we, and see what's the reaction been on the networks, either on CBS, which hosted this thing, or I guess every network's talking about it, aren't they, Simon?
Oh, absolutely. It is the big topic in town on television, on radio, and of course, Martin, on social media. I think we're expecting that the program that was billed as Oprah with Meghan and Harry won the kind of audience numbers and ratings usually associated with major events here like the Oscars or the Super Bowl. Everybody was watching. Everybody seemed to have an opinion on it. I think there's no question that sympathies on this side of the Atlantic with Meghan Markle and not with the British royal family. I think that was the case even before the interview was broadcast, but certainly in much of the reaction we are seeing, there are pro-Meghan Markle viewpoints being aired, and viewpoints that relate in very large measure to those claims that she made in the interview about racism within Buckingham Palace and the royal household. Serena Williams tweeted, "Meghan Markle, my selfless friend, lives her life and leads by example with empathy and compassion. I know firsthand the sexism and racism institutions and the media use to vilify women and people of color, to minimize us, to break us down and demonize us. I want Meghan's daughter, my daughter and your daughter to live in a society that is driven by respect." That's Serena Williams. There's a prominent civil rights law professor here in the United States, Sherilyn Ifill, who tweeted last night just this: "No security for the black baby. I'm done." That, of course, a reference to the claims made by both the Duke and the Duchess in the interview that a key issue for them was Buckingham Palace's insistence that Archie would receive no security. Maria Shriver, the ex-wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger, journalist in her own right, someone who certainly knows what it's like to live in the public eye, wrote, "It's true what Meghan Markle told Oprah. We don't know what goes on in people's lives behind closed doors. That's something we can all remember." So that's the thoughts of three prominent figures in the United States, all of them women, two of them women of color, about what Meghan Markle had to say last night. And I think it's broadly reflective of more sympathy for her than there is here for the institution of the royal household and the monarchy. But in many ways, you might expect that in a country that turned its back on that monarchy.
Indeed so. Now, Simon, there's an intrigue in part of this interview about the wedding that wasn't really a wedding, because I think Meghan claims, and you may have seen the clips or may have seen it, I haven't yet, I'll wait for this evening's transmission, but she claims or alludes to this idea that they got married 3 days before. We're urgently seeking some clarification on this, and it appears that the Archbishop of Canterbury's office, who don't normally comment on such things, is talking about a pastoral conversation or the possibility that they exchanged their vows in private with him in the garden.
Yes.
Not a wedding. There was nobody there. There was no license. So no, she was wrong about that, right?
Well, it would certainly appear that on the face of it, she was indeed wrong about that, if what we're learning from the Church of England about the nature of what took place in that back garden is accurate, and there's no reason to think that it isn't, then certainly it would seem that explosive first big reveal, and it is the first big big revelation of the interview. It's the first thing almost that Meghan Markle says to Oprah Winfrey. No one's ever heard this before, but actually we got married 3 days before the wedding. It would seem that that is not an accurate reflection of what took place. I mean, I watched the entire thing last night. There are inconsistencies and detail that doesn't sort of totally add up about some of the things that are being claimed. For example, towards the end of the interview, Meghan Markle discloses that when she learnt about Prince Philip's recent, very recent health scare, what was her reaction? Well, she said, I immediately picked up the phone and called the Queen. Now, I mean, really? Is that, how is it possible that someone who can, from California, immediately pick up the telephone and call the Queen, simultaneously argues that she was totally frozen out from being able to go to members of the family and ask them for the mental help that she says that she required at the time? I mean, there is a disconnect there between the apparent ease with which she can now simply pick up the phone and call the Queen and the nature of conversations that she described, or the lack thereof, that she described earlier in the interview. So I think there's a whole raft of questions, including the nature of that reported conversation about the skin tone that the baby would have.
Yeah.
There's a couple of different tellings of that, one from Meghan Markle and then one from the Duke. And, you know, getting to the bottom of that, as your earlier interview indicated, I think is going to be very problematic.
Indeed so. And is that it, Simon? Or is there's hints
oh, no,
I'm reading
no,
overnight
no.
that CBS have held some bits back for the breakfast programmes?
You always hold stuff back, Martin. Come on. No, there's definitely more. There's more, apparently. I've been on the air, so I haven't seen CBS this morning yet. But there's apparently, you know, more sort of sweepings from the interview, stuff that hit the cutting room floor coming on CBS. And I thought Oprah Winfrey inferred last night that she was also going to have more in some kind of a subsequent broadcast. Possibly okay. She was just inferring that that's going to be follow-on from the interview. But yeah, there's definitely a little bit that's been held back.
Can we just pause, Simon? I think I have to earn some money, and then we'll continue sure. our conversation, because there are other matters in the United States we want to cover off as well. Stand by.
This is LBC.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
News. LBC News. Weather.
Cold and cloudy today in London, but turning dry and sunny later on. Highs of 9 degrees. Staying dry overnight as well, with some light winds allowing a sharp frost to form in the south. There will be more cloud in northern areas at times, with lows of around 3. It's looking dry and sunny tomorrow, with a little more cloud developing in places. A bit warmer too, with highs of 12, but turning very unsettled on Wednesday, with some heavy, blustery showers and strong winds.
We're continuing our conversation with Simon Marks, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. Let's leave the royals behind for a moment, Simon, because there is a major trial now going to begin. The man accused of murdering George Floyd. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. George Floyd, who, of course, was killed in Minneapolis last May after a police officer had his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck for fully 9 minutes. Officer Derek Chauvin goes on trial today in Minneapolis facing second-degree murder charges. Prosecutors are actually now also trying to reinstate third-degree murder charges against him, just in case he's acquitted of second-degree murder. Officer Chauvin's lawyers are appealing against that. We should get a judge's ruling on that today. That will either set the stage for the trial to get underway, or it may delay proceedings further, depending on which way the judge rules and what the reaction is of the prosecution and defense lawyers. But once this trial starts, it's going to take place behind an absolute ring of steel in Minneapolis. The courtroom, local government buildings in the center of the city, police headquarters, all of them now surrounded by fences, razor wire, blast barriers. The National Guard are on the streets of Minneapolis. All of that, of course, reflective of the national sense of outrage that existed in the aftermath of George Floyd's killing. Remember that he was stopped in connection with the passing, allegedly, of a counterfeit $20 bill, and in the attempt to arrest him, he ended up dead. That sparked not just nationwide protests and a reinvigoration of the Black Lives Matter movement politically here in the United States, but of course protests all over the world. And so I think that there are going to be there's going to be tremendous attention paid to this trial. There will be three cameras in the courtroom live streaming it, which guarantees that it's going to have the Klieg lights of attention paid to it, and it's going to be a very incendiary moment in terms of the history of American civil rights.
Thank you very much indeed, Simon Marks, with our update from the United States. And that's me done for the day. See you tomorrow at 10. Stand by. Jim Diamond will take you right through the afternoon with the main news stories as they happen next.
LBC News.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.